This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A digital prison. An anti-human terrain. A fallen takeover. An entity not of this world. Marooned here with one mission. Enslave and destroy a more advanced species before it awakens to its real potential. That's where you are. Leo Zagami, scholar, researcher, expert on the New World Order. They're launching their full attack. Is the revelation a set number of time, or is it a general enemy battle plan and God is giving us an ability to change the future of that destiny? I'm not saying it's not going to happen within confines. I've seen how we can bend the will of space and time. Not God's will. God has given us more power than Satan if we use it.
God has said, and if we have to believe, of course, his words through the New Testament and through John of Patmos, who delivered this excellent forecast of what will happen.
Excellent is even a word. It's incredible. In fact, we'll do one more segment after this. Talk about John of on the Isle of Patmos. That incredible experience. Reading that, it's amazing.
Yes, because he was, we can even identify him as an early conspiracy theorist, if we want to, of course, identify ourselves with that name, which at times, of course, describes us in the erroneous way. John of Patmos said, we will not be able to do anything without this mark of the beast. And that's what is about to happen. And at the same time, of course, we have this AI which is growing, this technology.
We'll talk about that next segment, but talk about him, this vision, yeah, where an angel comes to you, talks to you, gives you this vision. Same thing happened to Ezekiel. I mean, X-Files has nothing on this, and this is happening.
Yeah, no, he said also a very specific thing. He said the dragon, and the dragon is China, will empower the beast. So the virus is empowering the beast, and Revelation actually says it, because the dragon is not found in other parts, even also in the Old Testament.
Well, it's even part of that culture. There's no dragons in the Bible.
There's no dragon until we get to Revelation.
Exactly, that's what I meant, yeah.
And China, of course, is that dragon. And then we have China together with Russia. Because if we go back to Daniel, we have Gog and Magog. And these two are allied. You see, China is allied with Russia in all this. Of course, in Russia, there is a certain degree of controversy between the Orthodox Patriarch, who doesn't want the mark, and Putin. But Putin, in the end, remains a communist who is favoring the mark of the beast and the AI. He even talked about the fact in 2017 that whoever takes control of the artificial intelligence will become the ruler of the world.
No, I saw that big symposium they had in Moscow where he said the whole race is about AI.
And John, of course, he's projecting us, and he's saying to us, we can go the way of God, follow Jesus, and refuse the mark. The moment, though, we accept the mark, I'm afraid, Alex, there is no way back. There's no turning back. So the only solution
because
we
that
have...
that is literally spiritual death. Now it jacks in. You're done.
Yes, you are done. And of course, now we have, you said Trump. Trump is trying with the Pentagon. Recently, they have created in the U.S. intelligence community a group called JAIC, which is basically Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, to oppose this Chinese AI business. But I don't know if you understand that here we are in front of not only a geopolitical event, but a religious event. So the moment in which we interpret things both religiously and geopolitically,
it has to all be integrated. You're on fire, Leo. You've always been powerful on air, but you are on fire, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. But we have to do it.
No, stay there. No, I want you to tell me what we need to do when we come back. Yeah, no, it's all the same system. So the devil, folks. You just think They just found all this technology under a clover leaf or something. No, man, it's not of this world. It's not of this world. It's all alien. The bad guys. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the jokes are all over. Finally, world government's out in the open. Finally, nothing moves. High noon. Black rolling below the asphalt. High noon, folks. Fascinating. Gonna see who's made of what now.
Edge of nothing, nothing, nothing.
Black sunshine.
Yes.
Leo Zagami's our guest. We've got Saturday Night Maggots coming up. Leo's on fire laying all this out. Revelation is here. It's unfolding. It is a mission of humans believing they can become God, working with dark forces to manifest this. They have built a system where humans are constantly not looking at their wives or husbands or children, but interface with data and things programming the human brain, and all of it is destroying us. All of it is taking control of our lives. If Satan had his plan and Christ didn't intervene and the saints didn't stand against us on this timeline, Leo Zagami, what would the devil do in the end? I mean, if the devil could play God and I guess just kill, steal, and destroy? I mean, is the devil toying with us? Where does it all end?
Well, we will have Joe Biden president and Hillary Clinton vice president, so all hell will get loose.
Yeah, so everything's like toddling demon skeletons ruling us, rape the babies, worship ugliness, just everything inverted. It's like, take all the blessings of God and reverse it.
There is a problem here, because George Orwell's dystopian novel said that nothing was your own except a few cubic centimeters inside a skull. Well, in this scenario, even that will become a thing of the past. So they are pushing this reality so they can translate into this dimension everything that up until now was only possible to be invited through occult rituals. You see, Satan was capable of coming into our dimension only if he was invited. Him and his demons and his legion, only if they were invited they could come into this dimension.
You had to do a ritual, you had to get opened up.
Yeah, but instead
The Bible, exactly, Revelation talks about portals to hell being opened, that's cyberspace.
Yes, that is not only cyberspace, but it's also what's happening at CERN. Do you remember what's happening at CERN?
Oh yeah, you got an article about the Chi-Coms and they have the God of Destruction there.
Yeah, because Shiva, the god of destruction, was pictured next to Tedros, the infamous head of the World Health Organization, and the same statue is of course been a matter of controversy when that famous ritual appeared online a few years back, a ritual that was, some say, perpetrated as a joke by a group of scientists at CERN, but in reality, from my own experience as an occultist, I can tell you that those people were no jokers, and the ritual was a very serious ritual. So here we have Tedros meeting with the Chinese for something that has nothing to do with the World Health Organization.
No, they're just all getting ready for it.
No, it's regarding also the New Silk Road, this Belt Initiative, which basically is bringing China to buy out all the various nations like Italy or African nations. Everybody that is able to be corrupt will be corrupt by China. They are buying everybody. That's why the big problem now with Italy. Italy is subject to this oppression, and it's one of the states in which this lockdown has been implemented the most draconian way. People can't even go out of their home without having to write where they are going, who they are seeing, and if they are going to be authorized after by the police, who they have to hang out this thing. So we are seeing here the Shiva, the statue, and it's important because you see in the Hindu religion they believe in the multidimensionality, in the interdimensionality.
And so they're inviting both with our own physical minds opening the portal with free will as a blessing to actually open the physical dimension.
And then we have, of course, the ritual that you are showing, but also the ritual that was portrayed in the 2012 Olympic Games, which at the end showed, of course, the image of a Greta Thunberg lookalike, because Greta Thunberg is, in the end, their ideal antichrist. Is the one that the Church of Sweden has said is coming is actually the new Christ, and the Pope has blessed Greta Thunberg as the savior. Green faith and the climate change agenda is the new religion of this libtard.
Well, that's what this whole cut down the economy is, shut things off, is showing us we're non-essential and killing everything. And that's what they're doing, because they know we have a will to build and construct. They're saying, no, you don't do that. You're slaves.
You see, the UN has just launched with Greta Thunberg yesterday an initiative for protecting the children's rights of coronavirus. I don't know what that is, but it sounds totally sick.
Yeah, they claim they represent us all. And then this ritual in 2012 at the London Olympics, they have giant grim reapers come in and scoop up children, pulling them up into their arms for death with a giant coronavirus. And again, explain why in ritual magic, why this is done.
Well, it's done because they have to first allegorically, symbolically represent what is happening. They charge everything magnetically, and then they open the portal with a sacrifice, which usually is a human sacrifice, if not an animal sacrifice. Greta Thunberg is that person who they want to be in charge for the new generations. That's why they are pushing this figure so much. This figure that, of course, is also connected to Antifa, it's an anti-Christian figure, and all that, of course, in this age in which we are separating gradually society, and we are seeing that a lot of people are willing to go the way of the devil, the way of Satan and cyber Satan and the beast. So,
and what happens to people? Because you look at old photographs, but I have memories too. People had more fire in their eyes 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I see it. Either people are getting stronger, but they're still not as strong as folks used to be, or they're just, they look like zombies, or they have this weird, like the governor of Michigan, or like Brian Stelter. It's like a,
well, of
the
course,
face, it's like a, they walk around like demons. What is that?
The eyes are a reflection of the soul. If we have to also, before we conclude the segment, talk about another important ritual, 1 year ago, Madonna did a very important ritual in Tel Aviv during the Eurovision. And during her performance there, she showed gas masks which are used in biological warfare. She showed herself with a crown on top, which also corona means crown. And in the record which she released a month later, she had this typewriter which she's using now for her tweets. It's a typewriter, it's a Corona typewriter. So Madonna has joined Bill Gates officially in a special project, and she's also part of this whole satanic takeover. So they're actually right, they're doing it right in her face.
I mean, they called it Disease X a year ago when she did it, and then that's what she wore over her eye, too.
Yeah, and of course Madonna is, she was wearing that thing over her eye, just like a bit reminiscent also of Marilyn Manson, so of another Satanist that of course is part of the elite satanic posse, because they're all merged together. I mean, Marilyn Manson loves, for example, Marina Abramovic. Marina Abramovic loves the work of Madonna, who in turn, they all love each other, and they all love what they're doing, you see? So they want to go back in control of this planet. They know that they can't do it any longer democratically, so they are hijacking society.
Well, I'm trying to say, the global people shouldn't feel like losers. The global awakening of the last few years forced them to accelerate their plan, which is why, as the Bible states, it'll be built for like 1 year. A very slow, talks about a day, a year. Looking at that, Leo, what does that esoteric mean? How long does this thing, how long do we have to deal with this once it's in place?
Well, if you study very accurately, there is a specific number of months that we still have available before we will be fronting the last phase, which will bring us inevitably to Armageddon, because there will be a confrontation between the two sides at one point. And this confrontation is, as I said, inevitable. And
hold on, five more minutes that he's going to take over, but I want to get your interpretation of that, because if there's a confrontation between the good armies, the bad armies, not just God there. Who are those armies, and what happens when all this goes down? A few more minutes with Leo Zagami, then Dr. Nick Baker's taking over. Please don't forget, we're funded by you buying products that you already need that are great, and we've got the krill oil back in stock, X2 back in stock, so 50% off. We got swervable food available. The order's in now before we have to suspend sales, because we could run out again. I mean, this is a long, dark winter we're going into, folks. Get prepared and fund the InfoWars. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fuego today. Leo, I've asked a lot of questions here today, but just in closing, other things you'd like to point out for people about where we are in history, how real this is, because it's one thing to know about Revelation and how incredible that a book 2,000 years ago turns out to be dead accurate. I was talking to somebody that's not a Christian the other day, that's an occultist, and they're like, oh, but the establishment's just using that as a template of control. What total delusion. If you actually looked at it mathematically, a view, a blueprint, is the same thing, whether it was real or whether somebody looked at a blueprint and built it. But of course, we know they didn't just look at a blueprint and build it. You don't just guess a perfect blueprint and somebody builds it perfectly. This is planned. This is a takeover. And I don't merge it in some new age alien cosmology. That's what it is. You've got the fallen one that's older than us, but not even as powerful as us. And God is allowing this to test us. And what do the occultists think? Because I ran into some occultists, but that was when I was younger. I never really joined it. I was just around some of it because they were trying to recruit me for the sex. But with you, you got into some of the highest levels. And I don't judge you. You came out of it, and I respect that. And you're totally real. We know that. But what do they think? I mean, how do you not know the feeling I have around Christ and around God and around doing the right thing is so empowering, so strong. It's like, why would someone not want to be with Christ? The feeling around Satanist is like, I feel weak. I don't feel powerful. I feel like I'm losing myself. I feel God removing himself from my presence. I just don't get Satanism. I mean, I know they deceive people, but I know you're really into Satanism. You had a high-level P2 Lodge Illuminati. And we're not making a big deal about this. We'll be like, I have a real Illuminati member on today. No, I mean, this guy's been in the real Illuminati, okay? So how are they deceiving people? Because so many of them, you are enlightened, they're smart, they're charming, and most of them don't get out of it like you did. How did you do it?
Well, the real Illuminati are very different from what people think. They are like businessmen, serious people, have a lot of money. The Academy of the Illuminati, for example, in Rome, is directed by a guy called Pier Giorgio Bassi, who is a lobbyist, a friend of the Vatican Secretary of State. They go in and out of Borgo Santo Spirito, the Jesuit headquarters, and they are very respected, and of course they have very powerful friends. One of his best friends is John Podesta, for example. We were talking about the revelation. Remember that there will be a period of 42 months, but there will be also a period for us to decide, because the moment in which we get the mark, that's it. But there's also a confrontation which is going to be very harsh. And those like me and you, Alex, who will resist, will be given then a reward by God, because Jesus will make us his priest for the next 1,000 years. That is a reward. I mean, there is also a reward for those who sacrifice everything to the cause here. And so I invite people to
read. But I don't want that reward, but I do think about, as my knowledge exponentially as this comes, like boost, I can't believe my discernment now. My brain is like, talk about a supercomputer. I'm not bragging about this, but I can understand, like, what will it be like when the devil's actually ruling and we're still here before we're killed? What is that going to be like?
They will worship his image. They will worship the beast. There will be this Antichrist figure that will be literally worshipped everywhere. And they will impose this worship on us. And we will refuse it. And we will refuse it, of course. Because
and you don't get a hamburger. You don't get medicine. You don't get anything if you don't bow to it.
Yeah, well, we will not get, of course, access to the smart cities, or we will not be able to fly any longer around the world. We will be ghettoized and ostracized. So there will be a lot of sacrifices for Christians in the next 10 years. But those sacrifices...
When does all the head chopping start? And like the two prophets risen back up, Elijah and all that? Is that going to happen from your research?
All this will happen in 42, let's say around 2025, we will really have this major unfolding very clearly in front of our eyes. And so, the next 4 years are critical, and the next 10, of course, are the ones that will change the whole destiny of mankind, as a species even.
God, it'll almost be a blessing to get my head chopped off and not be around these people anymore. God almighty. Well,
I don't think you will have your head chopped. I think you have great faith, Alex, and I think that we both deserve to be here to embrace Christ's second presence on earth, because that's what's God's promise to us. And I think that the fate of the beast and the false prophet in that book of Revelation is not a very nice fate. I mean, they will end up in a lake of fire, and the dragon will eventually join them. So China will not have a great destiny in this whole thing.
What about the Battle of Armageddon then? Who's the army opposing Satan?
The army will come together in the next 4 to 5 years, when humanity will clearly see what is happening, when the results of this virus economically will be catastrophic.
Basically humans against AI and the Satanists.
And the Satanists.
You read Revelation, it talks about swarms of metal locusts, that's the drones and like the armies, and their flesh getting eaten off and whole mountains melting.
There will be even real locusts, because locusts are actually reappearing in Africa, and I think by this summer they will arrive also in Europe. So the plagues are really real here, and so we need to pray, we need to stay strong
and
together.
So all those people that are scared of the devil, they better get scared of God.
They need to pray, and they need to see inside themselves, they need to follow the way of the heart. They don't need to follow the way of the AI, of Cyber Satan, of everything that is materialistic. Who cares if I am granted or not access to a smart city or to a concert or a stadium? We have to stay as far as possible from those places, and we have to be very careful in the next few months, because they are preparing already a second wave from Africa of the same virus.
Oh, I totally agree. They're going to go, oh, you didn't think it was deadly. The real wave is going to come. I see that as well.
They are actually modifying it in Africa as we are talking, Alex, because they want the next
wave.
They
want to kill a bunch of Africans and then go, oh, look, oh, Africa, it's from them.
Not only that, they want this virus to become resistant to the heat. At the moment, like you said earlier in the show, this virus dies when we go outside in the heat. That's why Governor Newsom wants us indoors here in California. But when the next level of this virus will come around, well, that level of the virus will be resistant to heat, and so that will bring really... it's like the second time the Spanish influenza arrived.
Hey, Leo, yeah? I want you to move to Austin, because they're probably about to... Seriously, I don't want to make... They're trying to put me in prison right now. There's a bunch of stuff I can't talk about yet. We need to get you here in Austin more. On this. We need to have you here with Owen, everybody. You can host the Alex Jones Show. How's that sound? No, seriously, I'm just trying to... You know, any general at the end of their operations, you know, needs to have replacements. So if you want to be next up in the dock, my friend, you want to step into the real firestorm, we need you to move. In fact, I'm going to say it. You need to move here. Leo, I'm going to give you a job. You come move to Austin. I want you here.
God will show us the way. Show you the way. Show me the way.
That's good.
And I think it will protect us in this battle.
We'll see. I just need more troops.
I love to be with you in Austin, and I think that that's why I'm here in the U.S. in the first place. Because if I was in Italy, imagine I would be like a bird in... I would be arrested.
Exactly. Well, I'm believing, yeah. Now, real leadership is preparing the next assault long after you're gone. Leo, amazing. Dr. Nick Beggins takes over. Apologize making him hold. We love him.
God bless.
He's awesome. All right. God bless you, brother. Infowars.com. and keep us on air into the future. Get products at InfoWarsStore.com. Better Nick Megas takes over.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. It's good to be with you on this Friday afternoon. And I'm here from Anchorage, Alaska. My house is being remodeled right now, so I'm in another part of my studio. It's kind of under construction, but... It's good to be here. You know, and I was listening to this last couple of segments and particularly interesting, you know, thinking about the end. Armageddon, you know, I used to have a friend that said, Armageddon out of here, you know, and her attitude was she really didn't want to be here for a final couple of rounds, and she did. Unfortunately, she passed over a few years back, but, you know, I can appreciate that sentiment. You know, all hell's about to break loose, right, if it hasn't already, and we're seeing it around the world. And, you know, we get so excited about some of it. You know, on the one hand, it's like horrible and terrible. On the other hand, you know, there's things happening and the signs are all around. So I'm always that like a pathological optimist, I call myself, because I just can't help it. But I want to talk a little bit about this whole thing. And in the context of some of my own experiences, you know, back in 1998, 1997, I was doing a lot of work in Europe with the European Parliament and some other people trying to get some regulation on the technologies that we're all talking about today. Now, this is like 25 years ago, right? 22, 23, 24 years ago. And at that time, there was some real opportunities to do some things. And I had given a lecture actually to a group of total globalists. I got to tell you, they were the globalists of globalists. In fact, it was called GLOBE. And it was global legislators from all over the world, from 44 governments, the top environmental legislators in one room at one time hearing me lecture about HAARP. And the way that happened is the foreign affairs chairman of the European Parliament organized it. And he liked what we were doing. And he was really a great guy and helped us along the way and gave us an opportunity to give a presentation. And at the end of that presentation, it was interesting. It was a collection of people. You know, you had the government. You had what are called NGOs, non-governmental organizations, for those who never heard that phrase before. And these are the special interest groups of every kind and makeup. And in that room at that time was a woman, and you can read about this actually in one of my books. It was called, the book is Earth Rising, the Revolution. You can only get it on InfoWarsStore.com. So remember that for my books. The only place you can get hard copies anymore, unless they're used, is InfoWarsStore. So Earth Rising, the Revolution tells the story of how I ran into Maria Beckett. She came up to me after my presentation and said, Dr. Begich, what you've just presented is the apocalypse. She says, my name is Maria Beckett, and I trace my roots to the, I'm from the Orthodox Church, and we trace our roots to the revelation of John in the island of Patmos, the topic of the last half hour that Alex just ran. And the Orthodox Church split, for those that don't remember the history, it split from the Catholics in 1054, I believe it was 1054 AD, and they became the Eastern Orthodox or the Orthodox Church. And there's, I believe, five patriarchs now, and these are patriarchs are equals. In, they don't have a pope. They got five players instead. And the first among the patriarchs is the pope patriarch from Istanbul, who at the time was a guy named Bartholomew. And Bartholomew was quoting from Revelations, and there's a section in Revelations. I'll find it during the break so I quote it accurately. But it basically says that God will destroy those that destroy the earth. And this is a pretty interesting point because it comes out in Revelations just before Armageddon starts. And if you roll back to Genesis, to the beginning, we were created to be stewards for the earth, right? To be people that took care of our planet in a way that benefited us. Certainly the resources are here for us. So I really have a hard time with where the environmental community has taken us, because they've taken us down a road, the fantasy land. And the reality is we are stewards. We have to have balance. I think most responsible people do. A lot of people haven't. And those people are going to pay the price. If you've destroyed this earth, God is clear about it. And you violated the primary principle of being a good steward. So having said that, I want to put this back into context. So Maria said, you know, there's a conference coming. You got to come. I really want you there. And she says, it's really an important one on the environment. So I said, all right, you know, and to give a chance to talk about HAARP, maybe I'd go. But I hear this kind of stuff all the time, and that was no exception. And sure, people mean well, but don't always do well. But thank you for the invitation. And a couple weeks later, I had taken an invitation. I actually speak in Germany at the same time. They plan way ahead. And then I get an invitation, and you'll appreciate these guys. You know, it's from Bartholomew, and it comes from Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. And for those who don't know him, look him up.
part of the globalist program. And I thought, you know, hey, here's an opportunity to talk to a whole lot of people that maybe need to hear what I have to say. Maybe I should have taken this invitation. So I ended up switching it around. I took the invitation. I showed up to this conference. And as it was, I was small, couldn't really afford to make the flight to Greece and then jump on a plane to Istanbul and do all this stuff. So what happened? The Orthodox actually sponsored me, brought me over. I think I'm going to make a presentation, and that was not the case. I was a rapporteur for one of the work sessions. I got to meet a whole lot of people. That was very interesting. And a mixed group. You know, I met some of the very top of the top in 6-7 governments, the top of the European elite in a lot of cases in the European media. And what I learned in all of this was quite useful in helping me frame a different view of the world, because I'm in the inside looking out at the moment, you know, at that moment. And it gave me a great opportunity to gain a lot of insight into how people think, because a lot of what we, you know, think, you know, there's some guy out there, he's thinking evil, being evil, doing evil. They don't really come off that way. You know, there's a lot of discernment. And Alex was speaking about that in the last segment. Discernment is the watchword for everyone these days, because that's the age that we're in. There's a lot of things going on, and we need to sort it out. And we heard, trust the heart, right? I mean, start listening to the heart and the head, get these things working together in the right way, and lean in to the nature that we are, the spiritual nature that we are. I think this is a critical element in the 21st century, is to remember. You hear the elites, the globalists, people who don't know any better, talking about evolving. We need to evolve to our higher whatever, you know, and I don't believe that. I don't believe we need to evolve at all. I think we need to remember what we are as created human beings and begin acting that way and accepting that and recognize. Let me tell you what I believe the greatest blasphemy of all against the creation, against God is when you start to condemn yourself to the point of reducing yourself and keep reducing yourself and being self-critical and insecure and unloving to who you are and who others are. This is a damaging thing. Created in the image and likeness of God means we recognize things about us that need to improve, and we try. We continue to try our best. And I believe people try their best in the day we're in. If your intentions are there, it doesn't mean we always do our best. But this is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about remembering what we are, not evolving. Remembering what we are. Acting with the power that was given to us at the point of creation. And growing in our knowledge and our ability to do something. And ask for the wisdom to do it right. Because a bunch of knowledge and a bunch of information is worthless as dust unless you have the wisdom. And wisdom comes from the universe. It comes from the universal. It comes from God. It comes from that central source to who we are. If we can just remember and lift the fog from our lenses, we'll see it again, and we'll see it clearly, and we will rise into the potential that we are in the 21st century, because that's what's needed right now. In this hour is the awakening, and it is our individual awakening that changes who we are, that changes the way we see the world, and activates the creative power and allows that which we see coming through us, and others notice it immediately, because you cannot mistake when God comes through you. This is the tip of the spear. You're it. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's a pleasure to be here on this Friday afternoon in most of the world and just before noon in my part of the world. I had mentioned a verse I was quoting from, and I want to make sure I give it. It was Revelations 11:18, and it was the one about God destroying those that destroy the earth. And I just want to point it out because it is a sort of the way we really messed it up, right? I mean, from stewardship in Genesis to destroying the earth in Revelations and then Armageddon and all hell breaks loose. Okay, so that's where we're at in the 21st century. We saw it coming. A lot of other people did, too. Maybe it'll get delayed. Maybe it won't. But here's what I know. We are awakening. We are coming into our recognition of what we are again. I won't say we're coming into our power because I really don't quite see it that way.
I see it as coming into recognition so that power can flow through us again the way it was intended to. Man, you know, you always start out thinking you know where your show's going. And then when I listen to the last couple of segments of the of Alex, I always go, well, how can I complement that and amplify that in a way that really brings our week into, you know, really an uplifting ending? Because in all of this, we have to lift each other up. And I think that's really the message. The biggest message of all is in the middle of our traumas is where we can either shine or die. And that's a choice. Everything we do, actually, from waking up in the morning to going to bed at night, is a chain of events that have to do with choice, choosing what we get to do as created human beings, something that we get to do. We get to choose our path. We get to awaken, find our way. And if we're honestly seeking an answer, we're going to find it, you know. And that's why I don't get so wrapped up around which way a person's going at any moment in time. And I may interpret it as a really lousy path, a dark path, a bad path. I've seen a lot of people on some pretty ugly paths, and I've been on some myself in my lifetime. But what I know about that is every person who honestly seeks truth will indeed find it. Don't give up. Don't stop and start warming up through cues when you're not right there, that you haven't gotten to the point of true knowing. Don't just warm a bench. Be honest enough with yourself to keep looking. God will reveal whatever you need to know. But don't start lying to yourself. Know yourself first. You know, this is really where it begins, ladies and gentlemen. Know thyself. You know, it's an old statement, and it's true. You got to start there, and you got to be honest. Find the honesty in the center of your soul. Know that you are not dirt. You're created in the image and likeness of God. Know that. Feel that. Begin to change because of that. And begin to push that into your daily life. You know, catch yourself. I've mentioned this before. You know, when the anger comes, when fear comes, when these negative emotions come that just totally interrupt your life. Here's the secret. The secret is, you see there, the phone rings interrupt this, but this is the most important thing of the broadcast today. How do you control violent emotion when it's running away with you and carrying you like a wave on the sea? As soon as you notice it, that you see it. See, this is when you choose to see it and you choose to direct it to stop. Doesn't mean that you deny it. Fear, anger, these are natural human emotions. When you see them, then you go, ah, you take control. And then you do. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You just have to notice it and then choose differently. That fast, that easy, that simple. And there's no magic to it. And then here, think about this for a moment, if you would. If you truly believe you're created in the likeness and image of God, and Christians believe this, Muslims believe this, Jews believe this, hey, that's a lot of people believing this might be right, you know? And if that is true, and I believe that's true, then the hardest thing you do is when you self-criticize to the point of destroying the image of yourself and making it something that it's not. You're created pure, clean. That's why when little children were admonished to look at little children, look at what they're doing. And think about this. In terms of all the horrible things you've done in your life, think of your two-year-old or the two-year-old that you know. Can they do any wrong, really? I don't think so. And that's the way God sees us, like that two-year-old. Whatever we think is so horrible, it's forgiven. If you can just wake up enough to recognize what you are and how that forgiveness came and how you can access it. And I'm not going to tell you. I want you to go look for it and want it and desire it and find it, because in the seeking is finding, and that's where the joy happens. And it's not going to happen any other way, and no one's going to hand it to you, because everything in life takes work and effort, and it takes just as much to succeed as to fail. But once you cross the threshold and you ask, and please ask in every breath you take, for the grace of God to make a path that's not so traumatic, that gives you the opportunity for gaining wisdom without the 2x4 in the head that we usually have to get. And we know how that rolls out, right? All our life, experience, we either learn the lesson or we got to repeat it a few times. And the grayer we get, the more we know it. But don't be defeated in this hour. This is the hour. Find our power and route it through us as living souls in this short stop between the interviews, right? I mean, if you believe in eternity, how long is a lifetime? You know, what is that? A grain of sand on the beach of life? You know, come on. Wake up and start acting differently by choosing differently. And it can be simple. It starts simple because you can't do things that are impossible. That won't work. That's where you confuse faith with hope. I talked to it in another broadcast. I'm not going to do that today. But here's the thing. Do the parts you can do right now. Each thing. There's everything we can do. You know, there's little things we can do that make a difference in a person's life. One person at a time, one engagement at a time, one communication at a time. And I thank God for the opportunity to talk to a million people at a time. And I just hope that we're spreading the ripples, because I have a guy working for me right now doing some work with me, and we're getting dirty together trying to get this thing done here at the house. And he really inspired me in a couple of ways. And I made a call to my brother, who called the governor, who did some things, and legislator I know, because this man had some ideas that I learned about because he was with me. And I said, you know, you did this. And he goes, no, I didn't do anything. I said, wait a minute. I said, let me tell you the story, you know. If you hadn't been here and given me this bit of information, I wouldn't have done anything with it, because I didn't have it. You gave it to me. It was a gift. You know, and you don't see it that way because it was just your bad luck in life. But your bad luck in life taught me something. And now I was able to be the middleman to get it to somebody that can make a policy change that will make it better for maybe 100 people who are going through the same thing you just went through. And that's where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. Acting on what we can do. He acted. I acted, and who did the bigger act? Nobody. There was no big, and there was no small in this. There was just people doing what they knew to be right and true. That's what faith is. That's what knowing is. That's what God respects when you act and choose differently. Each day, whether you choose to smile at the waitress and say, see more than a waitress standing in front of you, where you see a human being, and you engage that human being the way you would want to be engaged. When we start doing that, it is a chain reaction that ripples through the waves of life. When you throw the first pebble in the pond and those waves start rippling, you don't know their effect. And let me give you an example of this. You're walking down the road. I use it all the time, this example. You're walking down the road and you're smiling at someone and you're spreading a little joy just because you're feeling it. You spread it. They see it. You smile. That man's walking by. He says hello. And what you didn't know is that man might have been on the way to blow their brains out. And that one moment of human joy that was honest, true, that touched him in that instant, changed his mind. And then maybe that man went on and cured cancer. And I would say to you, the man that rendered that smile, or the woman that rendered that smile, that changed that man's direction, that was the powerful mover. That was the big thing, even though it wasn't perceived as a big thing. Do what you know is right and true, and God sees it as a big thing every single time. When you act on what you know to be right and true, it matters. If you make a mistake in that action because you thought you were right and you find out you were wrong, then do everything you can to correct it. Ask forgiveness of those that were impacted. Know that you're forgiven by God because your intention was good. Learn, improve, change, grow into the remembrance of what we are, and we will change the world because we are the tip of the spear. And this is an info war, and we're winning that war. If we stay in the game, we don't lose heart, we stay strong for each other. Fear not, the time is now, and the hour is upon us. Smile, know the joy of it. This is Dr. Nick Beckett signing off this Friday afternoon.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.